first thing I did this morning at 6:15 was get out of bed, come downstairs to look at our boiler. Our central heating system has developed a leak, a small drip, I suppose you'd call it, coming from one of the pipes. I think it's from the pipe that carries cold water into the system. Anyway, whatever it's called, I'll pose a photograph of it to show you what it's like alongside this. But I come downstairs and I find that the container which I put underneath the drip has shifted overnight and has spilled over. So whatever water was collected overnight from this drip has fallen down onto the floor. It hasn't fallen on top of any electrical things, thank goodness. So I replaced it and I thought, oh my goodness, right, gonna have to get something done about this, and had that on my list of things to do today. So I go upstairs, turn back on, listening to my book. No cup of tea at this stage. I don't believe in cups of tea at 6:30 in the morning. So I went back to bed and fell asleep while listening to 10 Types of Human. Wake up 9:15 or thereabouts and start listening again, and then I get a phone call. I get a phone call from a good friend of mine who doesn't live in Cork. He sounded awful on the phone. Now, first of all, I was very concerned when he rang me at 9:15. Never had a phone call from him at 9:15 before. So I thought, what's up, what's up? On the end of the phone. And when I say he sounded dreadful, I mean that what went through my head was, oh my goodness, has something dreadful happened? Or is his mood so low that I need to be concerned about where he is and whether he's with somebody? Is he at risk of doing himself some harm or even worse? What followed was an hour of a conversation, during which, thank goodness, he was able to talk about his situation. It was all about money, as it would be for an awful lot of people these days. Terrible financial trouble. And I was lying in bed talking with him. I was the first person that he'd spoken to about his situation. And I did my best. And we finished the conversation. He had to go to take his daughter somewhere. And I said to him, look, we'll talk later on. And the main thing that's on my mind is that if I'm the first person that he's spoken to, or since I am the first person he's spoken to about his situation, he needs to talk to other people as well. Who exactly he has the energy to talk to, I don't know. Who he has the ability to talk to at the moment, I don't know. You know, we're friends, I don't know his whole situation at all. But I'm left with worry for him. It was a reminder of the fact that many, many people have very big difficulties that have them stretched so much that they feel they don't know what way to turn. It's a while since I spoke to anybody who was in fact, it's a very long time since I spoke with somebody who has as big a difficulty, who feels himself to be so much down in a hole as my friend does. So there we are, the beginning of the 31st of December, 2026. Yes, this is a very tough time of the year for so many people. Yeah, So back to the studio.